brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, shared how to grow creeping rosemary. He also discusses if you can eat it, how fast it can grow, and the best way to care for rosemary. Its Latin name, Rosmarinus officinalis, means dew of the sea, most associated with healthy Mediterranean cooking. Imagine tumbling rosemary growing over a wall and spreading across a desert rock lawn. Ideally, this rugged mountain gem is planted over garden walls, pots, banks, or a sunny patch of ground in the garden. Superb as a ground cover for hot, dry locations, its habit is low in mounds just 12 inches high, then spreads vigorously. Deep blue flowers arise in great masses that are both deer and pest resistant. An evergreen, thrifty on water use and stunning when cascading over retaining walls or planters. Creeping rosemary forms a beautiful carpet of deep blue flowers backed by herbal green foliage for an attractive ground cover. The aromatic leaves are often used as a flavorful culinary seasoning picked from the garden any time of the year. One of its best uses is for erosion control on banks and slopes. Botanical name Rosmarinus officinalis. Common name rosemary. Plant type perennial evergreen herb. Mature size 12 inches x 5 feet wide. Sun exposure 6 plus hours full sun. Soil type sandy loam. Soil pH 5 to 10 pH. Bloom time March to May, and in fall. Flower color blue, white, and pink. Hardiness zone 7 to 11 USDA. Native area Mediterranean. How to plants. 1. Dig hole 2 to 3 times the container's width but the same depth. 2. Score the root ball sides and bottom with a utility knife or pruners and place in the garden hole. 3. Blend Waters Premium Mulch into the native soil at 1 part mulch with 2 parts soil dug from the hole and packed firmly around the roots. 4. Sprinkle 744 all-purpose plant food around the planting area. 5. Prevent transplant shock by adding Waters Root and Grow to your water at 2-week cycles for the first 2 months. 6. Use the remaining Waters mulch around your rosemary and a top dressing. This extra step prevents weeds, insulates roots, and keeps the roots moist. Light. To keep rosemary happy, give it 6 plus hours of full sunlight each day. When growing indoors, place it in a south-facing window for bright light. Soil. Grow rosemary in loamy, well-draining soil. This plant is native to the rocky hillsides of the Mediterranean and doesn't do well if its roots stay soggy. Test the planting hole by filling it with water in the morning. If water is still pooling in your garden hole at the end of the day, you have drainage issues that need more work. Water. Water newly planted rosemary regularly with a garden hose for at least 1 month, 2 months in summer. Automatic irrigation systems may not be sufficient initially. Water frequency will vary according to the season, exposure, and plant size. April to October rosemary should be irrigated 2x weekly. November, Mar rosemary should be irrigated 2x monthly. Fertilizer. Feed 4x times per year with 744 all-purpose plant food, soil sulfur, or humic. Here's the recommendation by season. Spring equals all-purpose food plus soil sulfur. Summer equals all-purpose food plus humic. September equals all-purpose food. December equals all-purpose food. Common pests slash diseases. The biggest problem with growing rosemary indoors is getting the humidity level right. High humidity and poor air circulation commonly result in powdery mildew on rosemary plants. Powdery mildew is a white, powdery fungus that develops if the surrounding air is humid and there is insufficient air movement. Bugs to look for during the growing season are aphids and spider mites. These pests seem to live on houseplants through winter. Catching an infestation early makes for easy control. Triple action by Waters Garden Center quickly cures both powdery mildew and most insects organically. Organic herbs grow naturally in the mountains of Arizona. Lavender to lemongrass and rue to rosemary, you'll find the best garden selection of Waters organic herbs in spring. Garden alert! Aphids have infested local garden trees until they glisten and look wet. This is dangerous for early spring growth. Treat trees immediately with Waters horticultural oil for a completely organic solution. Free gardening class every week held at Waters Garden Center. March 5th at 9:30 a.m. Spring to-do list for better gardens. Finally, a to-do list you'll actually enjoy. This class discusses all the garden peas, preparation, prevention, protection, and pruning. March 11th to 12th, Waters 60th Spring Open House and the 2022 New Plant Introductions. Advanced gardeners and newcomers alike will learn about all things spring this weekend as we go geeky with plants. March 18 at 3 p.m. Evergreen Landscapes and Bark Beetles. This class covers not only the evergreens that grow most successfully but the simple steps to protect them from stress and environmental intruders like borers and bark beetle, and more. March 25 at 3 p.m. Proper Planting in Mountain Soils. We'll take an in-depth look at how to be successful when planting your personal paradise. We'll discuss techniques for brighter, more beautiful gardens and how to keep them healthy. Until the next week, I'll be helping locals grow better herbs here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com.